The New York Film Festival runs for the next 2 weeks at Lincoln Center in Manhattan. One of the most anticipated movies on the program made its U.S. premiere at the festival over the weekend. The Magdalene Sisters is a drama about brutal Irish homes for what were known as fallen women. It won the top prize at the Venice Film Festival and the Audience Award at the Toronto International Film Festival. David Darcy reports.
Peter Mullen grew up Catholic in Glasgow, Scotland. He was channel surfing a few years ago when he came upon a British documentary about institutions set up in Ireland in the 19th century called Magdalene Asylums, where women who had children out of wedlock or who had shamed their families were confined.
Sex outside marriage was not only objectionable, but like murder, a mortal sin. And women who fell under suspicion were condemned by both community and church as fallen women.
Peter Mullen was appalled by what he learned and began writing The Magdalene Sisters.
There is an insanity here that presents itself as normal and logical, and this is just the way things are, when in actual fact it's nuts. It's completely crazed, and it's crazed because it's theocratic. It's crazed because it doesn't doubt what it does, that it could be any young woman born in the wrong place at the wrong time who could finish up in this place.
Mullen's film, set in the early 1960s, begins as a teenage girl is raped by her cousin at a wedding. Her family sends her to the nuns for telling other relatives about it.
Work begins at 7. Lunch is
it? Excuse me, sister. I think I should go. You see, my father was very upset.
Don't ever interrupt me, girl. Did no one ever tell you that it's bad manners to interrupt, or were you too busy whoring it with the boys to listen? Is that what it was?
No, sister.
And are you simple-minded? Is that what it is? Are you a simpleton? I decide when or if you're allowed to leave, and I think I can safely say it could be quite some time.
In The Magdalene Sisters, teenagers sent to an asylum spent their waking hours in silence washing clothes. Stephen Humphreys made Sex in a Cold Climate the documentary that inspired Peter Mullen's film. He says laundry work was intended to be an endless ritual of purification for women stigmatized as sinners, whom the church and their families never intended to forgive.
The labor was symbolic. It was sort of the purging of sin by the washing of dirty linen. And they did work 6 days a week, 52 weeks a year, for no money, from early morning until late at night. And it was a prison sentence. They committed no crime, but some of them had no idea why they were in there. They had no idea when they were going to get out. And a lot of them didn't get out.
In Humphrey's film, women who escaped from asylums also recall psychological torture.
They used to line us up every Saturday night, and they used to make us strip naked for them, and they would be standing at the bottom of the laundry, and they would be laughing at us, and they would be criticizing us.
By the 1920s, the asylum laundries were important businesses throughout Ireland, says Dr. Frankie Finnegan, author of Do Penance or Perish, A History of Magdalene Asylums There. Finnegan says the asylums that today no one supposedly knew about were simply taken for granted.
Nobody thought the nuns were doing the laundry. You can talk to local people. Oh, yes, I remember taking my lawn when I was a kid. I used to bring the washing to them, you know, and it was put under a chute. We never saw the women, but we knew if we were naughty, we'd be threatened with being put into one of these homes. So, of course, society knew. They knew where to put their fallen daughters. And they knew if they were a middle-class family, you know, what their daughters were going into if they were becoming nuns in this order.
The last Magdalene Asylum in Ireland closed in 1996.
It would be nice to say, you know, the women's movement had such an effect. Unfortunately, the women's movement wasn't interested. We're talking about not just sexual bias here, but class bias. These were the women of the poor. It certainly wasn't the trade union movement who should have been concerned about the most exploited labour force in the country. I'll tell you what stopped it. It was the invention of the domestic washing machine, in my opinion. You know, the homes closed immediately after the laundries closed.
While researching The Magdalene Sisters, filmmaker Peter Mullen was told that the asylums just reflected the poverty and parochialism of another era.
I will accept that their means of discipline were more severe than we would accept now. What I'll not accept is the institutionalized sadism is somehow acceptable in any era.
Information about asylum conditions was hard to find, Frankie Finnegan says, because most of the penitents, as the inmates were called, were afraid to talk. Eventually, Finnegan found a nun who showed her official records documenting how many women had been confined, how long, and how they ended up there. She says there's a lot left to dig up.
The women, when they died in these homes, they were just buried in anonymous plots. Now, suddenly, since my book came out, one of the plots I mention and say how disgraceful it is they suddenly put the names of the women on the on this sort of stone that's been erected. But that's 100 years too late.
No Irish publisher would touch Finnegan's book about Magdalen asylums. She ended up publishing it herself. Peter Mullen faced his own obstacles. The Irish Independent, a national newspaper, refused to run his advertisements asking Magdalen survivors to contact him. The reaction to his film from the Catholic Church at this year's Venice Film Festival was severe. A Vatican newspaper called the film a bunch of lies. Mullen says that if the Magdalen sisters seems one-sided, it's because it's a view of prison seen by the inmates, not by the nuns who punished them.
I have no interest at all in that particular side of the story, for one dead simple reason. This is one of the richest organizations on earth. Now, if they want to present us with the other side of the coin, the nuns' point of view, fine. They can finance, they have the money to finance a 50 million of those films. If, on the other hand, I was to be expected somehow to say at some point, well, let's look at it from the nuns' point of view. My answer to that, obviously, was no, because the whole film is seen through the point of view of the girls. And as they're the ones who have had no voice for 40, 50, 60, 70 years, then I leave it to the Catholic Church to give them a voice. The only thing I was concerned about was that the nuns not be caricatures.
The Good Shepherd sisters who ran the asylums that Mullen's film recreates have refused to comment on the institutions. Peter Mullen's film, The Magdalen Sisters, makes its Irish premiere next month at the Cork Film Festival. Cork had one of the largest Magdalen asylums in Ireland. The documentary Sex in a Cold Climate, which inspired Mullen's movie, still has not been shown in Ireland. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.